a slot in the filled-out schedule of Anchorage's premier wedding resort. Heidi, for one, had never seen such a perfect place to join two souls. The elegant warmth of the chapel just exuded love, and the decorations that adorned the aisles and altar were so perfectly Louise and Brady that Heidi couldn't picture their wedding any other way. She wouldn't have changed a thing. Well, except for her mother's behavior, maybe. Heidi was here to support her friend, her best friend, and to help lead her into this new chapter of life. Heidi's mother had different ideas. "Marrying a Gentile, is she?" Judith Gold raised an eyebrow at the news. "And at some resort? Isn't what I would have chosen, but it's nice enough, I guess. You'll be married in a temple, though, right? Oh, speaking of which, Gentile groom or not, there will still be plenty of nice Jewish boys at the party afterward. Every mother in town will be sure their sons and daughters make it out. Eligible Jewish grooms will be coming out of the woodwork to attend this thing. And of course, as the one officiating, they're all going to notice you. Think of the potential. Yes, I'm quite sure you'll meet the perfect Jewish boy to make your husband before the evening is through. I'll make some calls, all right? What can I say? I worry about you. You're almost 30, you know. Don't worry, Heidi. I'll do my research in advance so we can make the most of this wedding." Sometimes Heidi played a game with herself to see how many times her mother could work the word Jewish into a single conversation, or mention Heidi's age and marital status in an afternoon, or promise to find her a husband over the course of a phone call. Sometimes she thought of getting married to the first man who bothered to ask, just so her mother would stop pestering her. But no, that wouldn't be honest, even though it would be peaceful. So, exhausted as always, Heidi had agreed to meet the three eligible Jewish bachelors her mother had lined up for that evening. God willing, they'd be better than the last blind date her mother had fixed her up with. When would Judith learn that just because a man was Jewish didn't mean he would be right for her Heidi? Perhaps if enough time passed, Judith would finally lose hope and stop asking, or lose her memory and forget about this nonsense altogether. A terrible thought, but one that brought a relieved smile to Heidi's face all the same. With Heidi's guidance, Louise and Brady exchanged rings, lit the unity candle, and then finally smashed the glass underfoot to commemorate the destruction of the temple at Jerusalem all those years ago. Her friend was a married woman now, and while Heidi beamed with joy for the woman who had been like a sister to her growing up, she also felt incredibly alone. She knew what happened when her other friends all got married off, and doubted it would go much differently with Louise. At first, the change would be subtle, but then Louise would miss more and more girls' days in favor of a lazy Saturday or a weekend getaway with the hubby. Soon she'd be too tired, too busy, and eventually too pregnant, too wrapped up in the kids to make time for anyone else. The two friends had already been separated for nearly 15 years, when Louise's family had left Anchorage for New York their sophomore year of high school. Last summer, Heidi had been overjoyed when she learned that Louise was returning to Alaska and that she had rekindled the old flame with her elementary school boyfriend to boot. Truly, Heidi felt happy for her friend. But at the same time, a longing began to build in her heart. When she'd taken her vows as a rabbi, she'd committed to putting God and his work first in her life. But did that mean there couldn't be a second, a third, or even a fourth thing to keep her nights just as full as her days? Sigh. Maybe it wasn't such a bad thing after all that her mother was so committed.